This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
We're going to move on to a different topic now. Believe it or not, take a deep breath, everybody. Every now and then you get a case that comes along that sounds less like a crime report and more like a twisted parable out of some sort of dark scripture. This one begins at a quiet Ohio lake with an Amish family on what should have been a simple camping trip. By the end of the day, two members of that family were dead, a father and his four-year-old son. And their mother was calmly telling police that her husband was at the bottom of the lake in a fish. We'll have video of that for you in just a few moments. It's a story of Ruth Miller that we're going to be talking about today, a mother accused of drowning her own child, a wife who watched her husband walk into the water and never come back, and a woman whose chilling words caught on body cam leave us with the uncomfortable question, was this insanity or was it belief taken to its furthest, most destructive extreme? We're going to dig into what happened at Atwood Lake, the disturbing details from the body cam footage and the larger cultural context that might explain how someone could come to believe and act on something so shocking. Because when faith and delusion collide, the results can be quite deadly. So let's jump into this. It was August 23rd of this year in Tuscarawas County, Ohio, where Ruth Miller, who's 40 years old, her husband Marcus, and their four kids, three teenagers and little Vincent, only four, took what looked like a simple camping trip at Atwood Lake, but it wasn't just a family weekend. The Millers were unraveling under the weight of something, religious delusion. They weren't fishing. They weren't hiking. They were preparing for what they believed was some kind of test from God, in which they went out into the lake, mom and dad, and, well, only mom came back. Dad went in and it appears that he drowned himself. Mom went and drowned the four-year-old and then took a golf cart, loaded up the teens and drove that off a pier too. The teens survived and so did mom. Todd and Stacy, this isn't some stereotypical strict Amish thing that was going on here. I mean, this is, it feels like this is kind of what happens when your faith kind of flips into some sort of delusion here. What do you guys make of that line here between devotion and danger?
It's an interesting combination between submitting to the will of God and having a mental illness meltdown. And I don't know, and I want to tread lightly. I'm a religion major. Mm-hmm. I went to college in the 80s where it was just believed that you need to get a college degree. Actually, I graduated in 93. So let me move that forward a little bit. You get a college degree, go get it in something that fascinates you and then figure out what you want to do for a living afterwards. So religion fascinated me and it was religions of the world. We didn't touch very much on the Amish culture, but what we did touch on was sometimes these lines get blurred a little bit.
A little bit?
trying to tread lightly. But submitting to the will of God is a huge facet of this religion. And I don't know where you hear the voice of God in your head, or is it the little voice in your head that shouldn't be there because there's a problem? You know what I mean? And when those two intersect, I think you run into a huge problem. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they shun the outside society, but they don't readily have computers at their desk where you can just log in and meet with your therapist every week. So mental health care is not something that they have traditionally invited into their world. And so if you are hearing those little voices, that little voice sitting, you know, tapping into your ear going, drown your family. How do you shut that out? How do you ask for help in that community? You don't.
And how do you decipher if like, look, if this is what you've been hearing your whole life, and most of the time it's telling you, you know, go make a sandwich for the family. And then the next time it's go drown the kids. drive a golf cart off of the, who knew they use golf carts? I guess.
I wanted to bring that up too, because there are different, is it a sect?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the version of this is. I know there are different variants depending on what it is.
So I'm wondering how purely Amish they were, because a golf cart, that's not fitting the scenario.
Well, there's some that drive car. I mean, there's men. I mean, I don't know exactly what it was, and it's kind of beside the point, but when you're having this sort of delusion and you think you're hearing voices, and I'm not saying you can't be religious or you can't believe in God or anything. I'm just saying he's not having a verbal conversation with you in your head. That's not typically how that works. And if you're experiencing that there's something that's not working right. And that's not, that if it's telling you to go, you know, drown the family. But again, how do you know?
That's my point. How do you decipher between those two voices that you're hearing, your spiritual faithful self and your mentally incapacitated self? When those two intersect, it's a really scary thing.
Well, I would think that someone who had deep religious beliefs might bring that up to a church leader and say, hey, I'm getting, you know, what I think are messages from whatever higher power it is, and they're telling me this. Hopefully, that religious leader would take a step back and say, well, maybe we should look at this a little bit, because I'm not sure that your higher being would want you to necessarily do that. Yes, there were stories in the Bible of this on and off, but yeah. We should have somebody really look at this. I would hope that the religious leader would do that.
Are they, or is the answer going to be more like, oh, I heard the same thing too. Not necessarily like go drown your kids, but like, oh, listen, I mean, I don't know what the answer would be. Probably depends on who that leader is and what their thoughts are at that moment of, you know, follow what he says. And assuming that it's not telling you to go drown your family.
Right.
But this seems like this was somewhat of an impulsive type thing, maybe, that took place. In fact, we have some video here. Do we have it ready, Todd?
We do,
Mom. This is, let's watch for ourselves here. This is the clip of basically the authorities there, and she reiterating what happened. Take a look.
I gave him to God.
She gave him to God.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I put him in the lake, and I gave him to God. And people are going to tell me that I'm crazy, but he is real. And he loves you. He really does love you. He loves you. And I doubted him. I doubted him so many times. But I am to tell you, he is coming soon. He is coming very soon. Prepare your hearts. The end is close. And I'm for sure supposed to tell you that he does love you.
And who did you... Can you explain to me what happened? Who did you throw in the water?
I gave my son to God.
Your son?
Yes.
Where's your husband?
He went for a walk this morning.
And you haven't stayed inside?
He did never come back. And we went to the boat, and his clothes were there. And God told me he in the lake, and a fish swallowed him. And you're actually supposed to go look for him in the bottom of the lake. And you will find the fish, and you will find my husband.
I need to know where your husband's at.
He's at the bottom of the lake in a fish.
He's in a fish. Yes. There's no fish large enough on an animal to swallow your husband.
He's at the bottom of the lake. So this woman. It is true. But I'm telling you, people are doubting me. And it's getting harder for me. Because he's gone. He shows him that it is true what I'm telling you. That there is a fish in the bottom of the lake. But first, I can sit with myself and my religious tradition that you have created.
Is she psychotic? Is she trying to get everybody to be on her side as this Amish woman who has this belief system? And is she using it to her advantage of she's crazy, but her belief system made her do this when maybe she had another motive for I don't know. I mean, her husband willingly went out there and did this too. So this wasn't, she didn't go out and kill her husband in the lake. She killed the baby after her husband seemingly drowned himself. What the hell is going on here?
I feel like, boy, I'm treading lightly. I feel like they've led themselves down a very strange path, that somebody believed something and talked everybody else into it. I don't know that she's like some mass serial killer.
I think she's a mass serial killer. The only thing that ran through my mind, it was like, and I have no idea the answer to this question. This is pure speculation, but because everything happens, you know, basically behind closed doors in these communities,
yeah.
And abuse is rampant in so many of them, especially towards women. Like it or not, it is. It's just a fact. I don't really give a shit if you want to say it's not. It is. With that being the reality in so many of these communities, my thought was, did she snap? Like, but looks like the husband willingly went in there and drowned himself. So it wasn't like I accidentally, you know, ran him over with the plow. And because this is something very different than that. Yeah. So it really makes me wonder, you know, is she insane? Coffin Daffer made a point on X the other day. On this, she said, there are many people who claim to be insane under the law. You must understand right from wrong. I don't think this woman understands right from wrong.
No. And I think that's where things are getting blurred, that she is relying on religion for her beliefs. And therefore, if God told her to do this, it was the right thing to do. Yeah. I think if you were to put her on a lie detector, which, you know, take it or leave it, she believes she did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
There, watching this, she is trying to convince other people that you need to listen to me. This is the word of God. And I don't see like her eyes twitching, like she's trying to figure things out. Like, how can I tell this person one thing? No, this is coming from inside of her. Mm-hmm. I think she truly believes this.
But also, again, there's another piece here. It's not just her taking her baby out or driving the golf cart with the teens in. Here's a man who actually went out and committed suicide, basically.
Yeah.
Right. So is there mental health issues in the entire family? I mean,
is it a mental health issue? If this is, you believe, and this is the way that you have been operating in your belief system for all these years, the end times are coming, this is going to happen. And then eventually you get pushed over the edge because your own echo chamber, you know, basically it your brain boiled over and said, this is, the voices are telling us to do this.
It's not different from what Robin was talking about earlier, being in our tribes and not hearing outside information and taking that into consider.
It's exactly that. Yeah. I mean, it is exactly that basically happened, you know, in real time in a very different way, because the outside looking in, it's like, this isn't like, how would anyone think this? But did you hear her when she was on the ground there?
Yes.
And she was praying. I don't know who was with her. It looked like an emergency response worker. And, but she was saying, you have to believe me, he's in a fish. Like that seemed, she was trying to convince the person that they were in a fish. That's what I found, that a little odd of like, why are you pushing the narrative that they have to believe they're in a fish? We know they're dead. We know that you drowned your baby. We know that your husband committed suicide, but why this in a fish narrative piece? What is that?
I wonder if it is a biblical reference of some
That's
sort.
That's what I was thinking too, Stacey. Yeah.
Like the Jonah thing.
Very literally, you know, and I go back to Lori Daybell being, mm-hmm. you know, we know that she is a master manipulator. We know that about her. But also, is there this facet that she thinks that the way to the next world is through death, and that mm-hmm. you're giving these people to your higher power, and that death is not a bad thing. It's the next phase. It's the next step. So instead, I don't know. I don't know, because I've seen some religious zealots in my life where you look at them and go, God, you're crazy. But mm-hmm. then you look at it and they live their entire life through that lens. It's that's how it's a lifestyle, just like people who love country music and go to festivals on the weekend and wear the hat and the boots. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It is through their entire life. They've got the bumper sticker. They go to temple or whatever they go to a couple times a week. They drop off flyers and leaflets to people. I don't know. I've seen it. And that's that's where I'm getting the perspective. Yeah, she looks nuts.
Yeah.
We're being ethnocentric here. This is based on what our belief system is. They believe something entirely different.
We got a comment, and I have not heard that before. Is that true? Do we know that to be fact? That the
Amish aren't allowed
to read the Bible? I'm going to Google
that. They rely on the book of Revelation, if I remember correctly. It's but not that they aren't allowed to read it, but they don't read it. They don't rely heavily on the text. If I'm remembering correctly, it's been a long time for me.
Google says they are allowed to read the Bible.
Yeah, they can read it, but they don't read it as religiously as other religions do. At least from what I remember, they're not.
Here's the answer. The Amish are allowed to read the Bible, but it's how it's read, interpreted, and used depends on the community.
Correct.
And the tradition. So one community over here.
Yep.
Could interpret it this way, and another one over here can interpret it that way. And if you get like a bad interpretation, or you get somebody who's going to use it in their community for their own negativity or their own needs or something, that's how you can get some really, really bad communities.
Well, and it's like
you have great ones too, I'm sure. But yeah. I mean, it's basically unchecked.
And what if their spiritual leader has some mental illness as well?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's an unchecked cult.
100%. I don't know where you go from there. These communities are very tightly woven together. They don't go outside of them.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got some genes in that community that shouldn't be passed on because of illness, they're being passed on.
Well, and you also have the, and this is just what we're seeing here. Like, we don't really normally see things because they police everything for themselves. Correct. And I know this is not necessarily normal behavior for the Amish. I get that. I know they're not out there drowning themselves in mass, and I'm in no way saying that. But there is a lot of dark shit that goes on in these communities that nobody ever hears about because it is so insulated. It's all unchecked. And it varies from community to community.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.